Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who wants to give a special shout out to Jerry O'Connell. I am Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Friday night recap of something. 2 hours of television that was on. We are here to talk about it. And hopefully we have some fun here tonight at some point. All right. Joining us here tonight, of course, you know him as the king of Twitter. He is one of the kings of Twitter, would you say? Big Brother Twitter?
That's not for me to say.
Yeah. Yes. Of course, you could hear him recapping the challenge over in the Dom and Colin podcast. It's Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Rob, I am good. You know, I have been watching Big Brother since the beginning, but I'm especially excited to be here for Big Brother Celebrity. I'm not that famous, but you know, I'm a celebrity, so I relate to these people.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Don't call yourself a D-list podcaster. Okay. We're not going to stand
we'll
for that.
Tonight goes.
We're not going to stand for that. All right. Scally, good to have you here. Very excited to have here back with us NSYNC super fan, only a week too late to talk about Chris Kirkpatrick, Lavina Pavel. Lavina, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You know what? When Chris was evicted, I was actually happy that he was evicted because of the toxicity in the house. So I guess it was a good thing. But yeah, I'm doing okay for what it's worth. You know, the episode, like Scally, I've been watching Big Brother for a very long time. And I hate to say that I think that episode was the worst episode I've ever watched, but hey, we're going to have some fun with it.
Yes, we will. That much I am sure of here tonight. And a man that, you know, really, nobody's got it harder than him these days because, you know, we're watching, you know, a couple hours of Big Brother and going back to our everyday lives. But here he is day in, day out on the live feed streets. It's Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Rob, I would like to be introduced now as
Big Brother super fan, Jerry O'Connell.
You want to be introduced as Jerry O'Connell?
No, Rob.
Big Brother super fan, Jerry O'Connell.
That's the introduction.
Are you a super fan?
No, I'm a Big Brother super fan, Jerry O'Connell.
Okay. Oh, in that like intonation?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I'm still waiting.
So, Big Brother podcaster Taryn Armstrong.
I don't know how you could get this wrong, Rob. It's
let me hear it one more time.
Very simple. Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Big Brother super fan, Jerry O'Connell.
Okay. Big Brother podcaster Taryn Armstrong.
You know what? Let's just go with Big Brother connoisseur. All right.
Connoisseur. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. My question here tonight is, did we get Big Brothered?
Well, I hope not.
Yeah. Did we get Big Brothered tonight? Because I feel like we did.
If Big Brother means just 2 hours of filler content and then an eviction, then yeah, we got Big Brother, I would say.
Yes.
And this was an episode with Carson. So just wait. Diary rooms, not a positive outlook moving forward.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we got Big Brothered here tonight. And so we're going to try to piece it together about what's been going on over these 2 hours.
Yeah.
And here's what really has got me hot. I waited all week for Lamar Odom is going to rip up Todrick's cards. Waited all week. Didn't talk about it on the slop because I said, look, we got 2 hours to fill. We didn't get it on Wednesday. Like, it's like, guys, we've got 2 hours on Friday. We're going to talk about it then. And we didn't even get it.
The best thing we got was Misha's workout routine and calorie counting. So wouldn't you say that that's better than ripping up cards and drama? I would.
See, I feel like they realized very quickly, we have a clip show and no clips. So let's save at least one thing to talk about.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think that it's that they are saving everything? Like they've used every single like usable portion of Big Brother, of Celebrity Big Brother, and that they have nothing for the clip show?
I mean, I like Lavina said, I think they were staring down like, we have the likely winner with the most entertaining segment being she's on a diet. So like, there's not a lot to show here. And I think, you know, holding stuff from the main show to put on a potential clip show would not be the best strategy, but I also would not put it past them.
Tara,
for me, I felt like the reason we didn't get this is that Lamar is a good guy.
Yeah.
And in order to justify Lamar ripping up Todrick's cards, we need to explain why Lamar hates Todrick in a justifiable way in order for Lamar to remain the good guy. And that doesn't really seem like an area the show wants to wade into at this point in time.
I agree. Yeah. And what's really frustrating here is like that we're getting like this now, like sanitized, like version of the show, like so protective over everybody's edit. It's like, and for what? For what? What? Like, what are these careers that we're protecting?
See, I feel like they are staring down Celebrity Big Brother 4 and very nervous about having 12 Jerry O'Connells on the cast next season and need to attract at least one or two names that don't think they are going to just be
Jerry O'Connell would be far and away the biggest name in this cast.
I mean, I think he'd be the biggest name in any cast that they've had so far.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that if you, okay, here's the thing. If you are so protective of all of these house guests, because at the end of the day, they are house guests, they're regular house guests, celebrities, whatever you want to call them, D-listers. If they want to protect them so badly, why have the show at all? Because we have live feeds and the internet's far more powerful than even a primetime slot on a network. So what is the point of protecting them in the edit? You can have a little bit of drama and, you know, like arguing. So it's confusing why they didn't even show the cards thing. It seems like it's very PG, I would say. So
for anybody who is not caught up on the live feed, Sarah, could you just explain the cards thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would definitely recommend going back. I don't remember exactly what day it was that I walked it through on the live feed update, but
maybe it was a Tuesday morning.
It sounds right. I think Tuesday morning, probably.
Maybe Wednesday morning. Yeah.
I don't think it was Wednesday morning. It was either Monday or Tuesday, but Lamar Todrick had ordered some playing cards and Lamar, basically, as soon as Todrick got them, ripped some up, and Todrick was very upset about it. He was like, "How could you do this?" And Lamar was like, "I don't know. I just did it." And Todrick was like, "What do you have to say for yourself?" He's like, "I don't have to explain myself." He's like, "Yeah, you couldn't explain yourself." He's like, I mean, I could, but you know, not going to." And so Todrick was very upset and he went to take a nap and Lamar was like, "All right, put your wristband back on. We got to link up." And Todrick was like, no, I'm just going to sit here, lay here and take a nap." And so Lamar said, "Oh, I wish I had ripped all the cards up." And then he just started going, "Todd, hey, Todd," as Todrick was trying to sleep. Hey, Todd. And then Cynthia came out. She's like, "I can go get him if you want." He's like, "No, I know where he is. Don't worry about it." Todd!
Yeah.
And Todrick just laid there. I mean, how do you not put that in the episode?
I don't know. I guess that the only thing we can say is like, it better be in there tomorrow night.
Yeah. I mean, after 24 hours of being linked up to Todrick and having no escape, I think the cards was like an acceptable solution for Todrick. It's a nice alternative. But yeah, I just feel like Lamar has totally given up on hiding his feelings. And hopefully we get to see more of that.
Well, considering he told them to their face, well, in the last episode, well, yeah, I wanted to vote Misha out. So I think that he's well past, you know, putting on a face. And I don't think he was putting on any sort of kind of face from the jump. So
yeah, I feel like that really they want to protect Lamar here. I feel like that's what it comes down to, because they have really tried to make not that Lamar needs a lot of help, but they have really tried to give Lamar so much sort of the emotional content in the season. Almost every single episode we have like Lamar opening up about something.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think again, it's like it's in order to protect Lamar, they would have to throw Todrick under the bus. So they're also, I think, having to protect, like they're protecting Todrick, also protecting Lamar. And because they're protecting both of them, they can't really show this because one of them has to come out looking bad. If mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's tough from an editing perspective when the people that are most likely to get to the end are also the people that are most likely to lose a jury vote. So it's like, just in case any one of these people end up there, we don't want to make them completely hateable.
Mm-hmm. But we end up in this show where nobody really has, you know, much going on at all.
Or that's how they're making it look. There mm-hmm. is some sort of something going on in the feeds, like Taryn just explained, even if it's something that's sure. like I said, PG, they're still not showing it on the episode. And for me, why even have the show, like I said, why have the show at all? It's still the reality TV show. If you don't want to make them look bad, don't have the show. Don't renew for season 4.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how much of a problem that is necessarily going to be.
Yeah,
I guess
that's a whole different topic.
Maybe 4 years from now when we have Olympics again, maybe.
I mean, I think for what it's worth, I think it's doing pretty well, yeah. Ratings wise, which I feel like is usually how it goes. But, we'll see.
We'll see. OK, it was a night where Carson is ultimately going to get home. Boy, what a slow walk to the eventual inevitability this was for Carson in this episode here tonight. 2 hours to get there.
Yeah, we had a nice long veto where they lost. Then we had a campaign to not use the veto where that yeah. didn't happen. Then we had a campaign to get the vote, which didn't happen. Then we had the vote.
Could we start with the veto? I mean, was anybody able to follow along on this? Taryn, yeah. even you, you were doing this?
Yeah, I did it on stream. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Do people not like this?
I like it. I like the idea of the concept, but I'm just blind. Like the one that Chris Kirkpatrick lost, yes. I was on Twitter defending my guy because I couldn't see anything either. So unfortunately, this one is even worse than that one. So I tuned mm-hmm. it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Lavina. I felt like Melissa at the beginning, watching the Marry Me competition. Just like as soon as it started, I was like, this is easy. I've been to plenty of seventh inning stretches. I've mm-hmm. watched this before. But no, they start just flying around the screen, which I was not prepared for. Ultimately got the hang, but like strobe lights, everything else, they're flipping upside down. Some are going off screen. I didn't blame them as much as I blamed Chris Kirkpatrick on that last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought this was maybe one of the more fun veto competition or like competitions we've seen this season where like you're actually able to play along. There was actually a level of difficulty in playing along. I do still think it went like a question too long. Mm-hmm. But I was into this one.
Okay.
And I thought it was pretty fair for the contestants as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. I'm not normally a fan of the like majorly physical competitions. I'm okay with the good endurance here and there, but I like these kinds of competitions overall better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did think if anyone would have the advantage going into the ego veto, it would be Todrick, but he did not ultimately pull it out.
Yeah. Now, Taryn, was it so easy for you because you didn't have Lamar talking while you were trying to do it?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Lamar over there going, Todd!
Quiet, please. Helps the rest of us focus.
Yeah.
I'm the pancake.
I mean, really, was he even talking that much? Was he? They could have edited it out, but like...
I think he was just going like, oh, geez.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's not even talking. That's just like making sounds to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar, if you could refrain from commenting during it would help me stay focused.
Just what Lamar wants, for Misha to stay focused and do well in the competition.
What I really loved about this is that Lamar said on the feeds after the fact, he said, man, I did really bad in that veto competition. I just answered B for every question. And so I was really excited to watch Lamar answer B for every question. And he was, until the correct answer was B, when he switched to A. Then went back to B.
Is he the one who said that he's choosing B for because, or was that Carson? I feel like they kind of like inquired together and were like, let's just choose B because it stands for because, if anybody asks.
It's a good a reason as any, truly, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like me if I was in the house.
Mm-hmm. Is the power of veto an A-lister now? Did I miss that?
I would say it's more famous than a few of the house guests for sure.
Only recently anthropomorphized, though. Like, I don't know if it's really climbed the alphabet tiers this quickly, especially if it's starting down at V.
Yeah. I like when Todrick Hall said that he's ready to go to space now.
Okay, Lance Bass.
Mm-hmm.
I am also ready for Todrick to go to space. So that feels like a good decision all around.
Are we leaving him there?
Yeah. Taryn, is this a new development going back to Misha and Lamar, going back to when Lamar told Todd Bridges that he was trying to get his attention so that that he would vote out Misha, where Misha seems very annoyed with Lamar, or has this been going on for a while?
I would say it's a pretty recent thing in terms of, cause I mean, it was not that long ago that he offered her a final two and she basically rejected him, saying, no, we're good for the final four. Mm-hmm. And he had been gunning for her before then, but she didn't really know it. And I think that was sort of his peace offering, that he wasn't going to go for her anymore. And then she turned it down. So now he was like, okay, well, I guess I will gun for you then. And then he admitted it. And since then she has been less inclined to, I think, put up with Lamar. I think that definitely contributed here.
Yeah, because the episode tried to make it seem like, okay, Misha is getting very frustrated with Lamar. There was some talk about Lamar, about how he only thinks about himself. She even said,
you're being a butthead.
Lamar is being a butthead.
Yep. I mean, he's had a lot of...
Yeah.
You know, don't do it. Don't do
waiting.
It.
I was waiting.
That was the longest pause I've ever experienced on a podcast.
Sometimes you don't need to complete the sentence. Sometimes everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go. How about this? They really tried to get this story going of that Carson and Cynthia, they took this lying down for a while, but not anymore.
Yeah. Not when Carson has HOH, but the very last minute when everything seems impossible, they are going to get into gear and actually start campaigning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is just real life, right? Like, this is just we do nothing until the very last second when it's definitely finally going to impact us. Now it's this is actually now an issue. We're ready to. It's too late.
Now
the game started 3 weeks ago.
In fairness, I think that this type of approach has benefited Carson in the past. For instance, there's a burglar and a potential killer in the house. He's gonna just every so often, like need a sandwich. Okay. Cross your face. Everything will work out. And it has in the past.
It's true. I'm not confronting this head on. Mm-hmm. I am just gonna keep checking in. You change your mind? No? Okay, we're still good here. All right.
Still good. Okay. All right.
You're definitely not here to like murder me or anything, right? Like, you're still just here to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is about him making a sandwich is that for the majority of the episode, at least in the DRs of the episode, Carson was wearing a sweater that I think said Greenwich. Someone can confirm or deny that in the chat or whatever, but it looked like, I thought it said sandwich. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, well, perfect. Like, he's, you know, his crowning moment of the episode, the high point of Carson of the episode is he's wearing it on his sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's
loved that.
Yeah. He has a whole line of clothes around this story.
It's great. Yeah.
The sandwich.
It looks like it is Greenwich, sandwich shirt. I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we had a whole segment on Misha's diet. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have been a clip show.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, it felt like it too. I mean, the conversation she had with Cynthia about losing weight, that happened like over a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scally, it's almost like that Misha is a have not, even though we don't have have nots.
Yeah. I think that Misha would actually go on a much more unhealthy diet, like start gaining weight. This would not be good. Like much less nutritious than what she's already putting in her body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is wild that she's prepping for a fight in the Big Brother house. Like that's a very unique situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, didn't we see Ryan Lochte having to like swim in the infinity pool?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He wasn't exactly there for very long.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even that, like that's like different than, you know, prepping for a fight. Yeah, she had to be an exact weight. And, you know, she's if she's not ready, then it's not going to go well for like her face, right?
For her face.
Yeah, that's where you get beat up
mm-hmm.
in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it has more to do with like her having to make weight before. I don't know if necessarily like, she's going to get beat up if she doesn't lose the weight.
Well, what I'm saying is that if she's not like in peak physical form.
Yeah.
And then she's not going to do as well in the fight. And when you, unlike most sports where if you lose the swimming match, it's sure. Okay. Nobody's going to beat you up. In Misha's sport, like she's gonna get beat up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you know. Hopefully, celebrity net fights one day can get her on board. I mean, I think that really helps sell the next pay per view.
Who would she fight?
I don't know. From this cast, Teddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's likely. Mm-hmm. I could see bring Lolo Jones back in here, someone else who was training please. In the Big Brother house.
Please. That, I would pay for that.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this campaign because I'm telling you, Jerry O'Connell was really moved during all of this, where Cynthia said, "That's it. This is where we draw our line in the sand. This is where we fight like hell." Wrote my notes. Okay, Cynthia.
The thing with Carson and Cynthia that I want to say is that I've seen a lot of people compare the Carson HOH moment to a Fessy or a Howie. But the difference between Carson and Cynthia and those two is that the breakdown of the other two individuals was way funnier, way longer, and it was well broadcasted on the episode. I feel like this breakdown was just kind of like, oh, you know, they might be making a mistake. And we see that with Julie's interview with Carson after his eviction. It's kind of like nudging you like, okay, well, yeah, this is probably a mistake. But like the Fessy stuff is like who flipped and like having like different or like flashbacks to who flipped last week and that kind of stuff. At least it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is not entertaining.
The light at the end of those tunnels was always like, all right, this is super frustrating, but we're going to see them in turn be very frustrated when it gets turned on them inevitably. Where Carson this week was like, all right, so when I do go home, can you please work with Cynthia? Like, that's how the pitch started. Mm-hmm. And it gained steam. He decided like, all right, actually, let me see if there is a way to stay in this house. But it just never for them was going to be like a devastating blow if this didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taryn, we saw that Cynthia and Carson felt like, okay, well, their ace in the hole is we can get Misha to not use the veto. What was it that they were hoping to prevent, that Cynthia would also go up on the block?
Yeah, they were concerned that she would use the veto on Lamar and get Cynthia up to ensure that one of them would go home, which seems to be the logical play. So they were like, "It's if they're making a mistake, we just continue to let them make the mistake, then there's a chance. So just don't tell them that they've made the mistake. Just don't use the veto."
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I think they got too attached to the idea of, like, it was a legitimate mistake not to put Carson, just in the off chance that Cynthia wins the veto and uses it. And they're like, no, this is still good. It's like, no, like, the veto is won. This has changed. You would like it used on you to be staying in the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know how much there is left to say about this campaign, but I'm very excited to talk about a visitor to the Big Brother set, Lavina. Are you a big fan of Big Brother super fan Jerry O'Connell?
They could have brought literally anybody, but I think what happened was the editors were putting together this episode and they realized we're out of content and who can we get at the last minute?
Yes.
This guy who hosts the talk.
One of the new faces of the talk has... Is anybody talking about just how wild it is that the talk, which, you know, has always been a panel of women, decided to randomly add Jerry O'Connell to the panel?
That Jerry would O'Connell require
at the height
anyone.
Of his powers to the panel of the talk.
I was going to say that would require 2021. Anyone. Talking about Jerry O'Connell mm-hmm. in 2022. The talk is, you know. My favorite part of this all was him just consistently being like, I'm just a D-list actor. And Julie's like, you are our big get for the night. Stop downplaying this. Mm-hmm. Like, you are really making us look bad here. We couldn't get anyone else.
Yeah. So Jerry O'Connell, best known for that. You always like to look at the IMDb Big Four. I think he's got to have Stand By Me. He was a child actor. Kangaroo Jack, Lavina, that doesn't do anything for you?
I have no, what year is that? I have no idea.
That was 2003's Kangaroo Jack. Sliders, Taryn?
Here it is.
The Sliders theme song?
Yeah!
So I did watch Sliders. I would not have known the theme song.
Sliders was my jam.
No mention of the crying man or the professor or the woman.
So that was 2003.
No, Sliders was like 1996, 95.
Oh, I was born in 95. But if it was 2000, the Kangaroo one, if that's 2003, I was busy preparing for High School Musical's drop. I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. So apparently there's also another man that's on the talk as well.
Akbar. From Ninja Warrior.
Okay. I think it's from The Amazing Race.
That's what I thought.
Like, that was a wild call to add to the panel. Yeah.
Man, Jerry O'Connell and Akbar Bajamila.
Yeah.
These are very niche interests of mine that have been added to the talk. Who are they trying to attract? Because it's apparently me.
That's how I felt when the cast dropped for the season because of this. Mm-hmm. And I was the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So Jerry O'Connell is here. And I believe Jerry Maguire had some film roles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Famously married to Rebecca Romaine, not Stamos.
Just found
You're still
that
together,
out tonight.
Right, Scally? No.
Apparently, I looked at the Wikipedia, and that's what it said.
Yeah, and so they seem like fun. They're always posting on social media and stuff.
You know, he dated Sydney in Scream 2. That was mm-hmm. a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his brother was the Bachelor, Lavina.
That's awesome. Means nothing to
Charlie
me.
Charlie O'Connell, who Taryn would tell you also took over when he left Sliders, that his brother took over for him.
All right. Now that was garbage. We don't talk about that. That was all right. No good.
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
The Bachelor is actually what I do know him from. So that is relevant here.
So here's Jerry O'Connell. And Jerry O'Connell, I will have to say, did seem earnestly excited about this season of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah. The first couple lines, I was like, is Jerry O'Connell living at Todrick's house? Because he was a big fan of Todrick.
He loves Todrick. He watches YouTube videos. He takes his kids to all his shows.
Yeah.
I felt like obviously he is not going to actually criticize anybody on the show,
but
it felt very clear to me that the people he was there to criticize, he made such a big point of being like, I love Todrick. I bring my daughter to all his shows. He's the absolutely super talented in the house. Yeah. It seems like he wants to control everything.
That's not how
I would do it. And then also for Cynthia, he was like, Cynthia, queen of everything, a beautiful, amazing. Mm-hmm. I wear her eye things or whatever.
He called her the queen of empires.
Yeah, queen of empires.
Which is impressive.
I don't know if she's there to play exactly, but, you know, each to their own, you know. It was like the lightest touch criticism you could have possibly imagined.
Yeah, so that's Jerry O'Connell's tell, is if he starts plugging your products, he's about to make fun of you.
Yeah. He started saying, I listen to all kinds of Big Brother podcast. Rob has a podcast, actually. Great podcast. They talk about Big Brother all the time.
Not how I would do it. Yeah, that's not me. That's not me. It's a little, you know, neither here nor there. So Jerry O'Connell, Julie's asking all these questions, and Jerry O'Connell references that, boy, he's checking out some of these Big Brother podcasts.
And the thing I love about Celebrity Big Brother is that, you know, if you listen to the podcast and everything, some of the Big Brother connoisseurs don't like how unpredictable this season is.
Yes.
But that's why it's so incredible. It's unpredictable.
Well, then get out of the kitchen, people. Okay.
So much here. So much to unpack. Taryn, you have been all season long just beating this into all of us. This season is just too unpredictable.
It's too unpredictable. Jerry O'Connell
has had it with these complaints.
It's just too unpredictable. I need to get out of the kitchen. I don't know how to work any computer stoves, so it's just not for me. It's just too unpredictable. And that's the problem with the season, is that if it could use some predictability, and then maybe it'd be a little better.
Yeah. Then Julie's line here at the end that she tacks on here.
Incredible. It's unpredictable.
Well, then get out of the kitchen, people.
Get out of the kitchen, people. Lavina, what is she saying? That if you can't stand the heat, Big Brother fans, if you can't stand the unpredictability that is happening in this house, just get out of the kitchen because we're cooking here.
Okay, Julie. Well, I think she might be referencing Carson, who's constantly in the kitchen and doing nothing else in the house to save his game. Nothing of substance, I would say. The response that I would have to that, to Julie saying that, is you get in there, Julie. You get in the house. Everyone's always saying Celebrity Big Brother, like Julie Chen has to play.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
That would be great.
I think my response to Julie telling me to get out of the kitchen would be, love one another.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I would say maybe try accurately reporting what's going on in the house. I don't know. The get out of the kitchen. I don't think Celebrity Big Brother needs to actively be pushing any fans away at this point. I feel like let's keep the ones we have and maybe not alienate.
Just to go back to Jerry O'Connell, like what is he talking about? That people are complaining that there's too much unpredictability going on. Is it like what podcast is saying that?
I mean, I think that it's kind of just like I don't think anybody's saying. I think like he was doing with Todrick and Cynthia, unpredictable was his code word for like toxic, right? Like that's what's happening there. And honestly, to me, like we had a mention on the show that the super fans are not enjoying the season. That's like never happened before. Mm-hmm. Jerry O'Connell actually mentioned the fact that people weren't
Move
enjoying
over, the Melissa. Season. There's a new voice of the wild. People. It's Jerry O'Connell. Yeah. Wow. So incredible.
Yeah.
Now I was wondering though, like, is Jerry O'Connell the lifelong Big Brother fan that Julie Chen Moonves told us he is? Or maybe did he just pick it up because he is a new host of The Talk and had this spot coming up? Because he talked about Todd Bridges and referred to him as...
You know, it was really fun to see him win H of H.
H of H.
Ooh, you were so close, Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
If only they hadn't fixed the fence on your house, you would have been home. Sorry. But he was so close. He almost got away with it.
Is this the show 1995 show reference that I'm not understanding because I was 0 years old?
Everybody got that reference.
Lavina, there was a professor and he had a machine that could take you to an alternate, they would call it in nowadays a multiverse. And you would go to the like, in this one, Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man. That's weird. And then you would be there for like a couple days. And then it's like, oh, this is like a world where Paul won Big Brother. Oh, look how all the things have changed. And then they would go to the next one.
Yeah. I'm going to be completely honest. This sounds like the lyrics to the song Year 3000 by Jonas Brothers. That's all that registered in my brain.
Inspired by Sliders.
Mm-hmm. It's basically the same content.
Yeah.
Same idea.
It's true.
Okay. Scally, Julie basically gets Jerry O'Connell to agree to be in the next Celebrity Big Brother. He's like the new Todrick Hall of the committed person to the next season.
Agree. He was offering. Like, he comes on here. He's like, I'm ready. I am ready for next season. So I don't know how they didn't call him for this season, but Jerry O'Connell seems like we are already spoiled on one spot next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait for him to be the new POV king.
Yeah. Lavina, do you think that Jerry O'Connell could be the person who could reunite all of the cast members and help them, you know, because there's a lot of hurt feelings. He's the one person, he knows everybody. Could he get everybody in a room to sort of like mend some of these fences?
I've always said that Big Brother, even regular Big Brother, should have a reunion show following the finale. And if Jerry O'Connell wants to be the host of that,
he's already taken one of Julie Chen Moonves' jobs.
There you go. And I'm going to take a wild guess and assume that Julie's not going to want to be available for that if that were to ever occur. So yeah, I don't care who is the host. I want a reunion show.
I'm down. I'm just enjoying the idea of Jerry O'Connell is secretly there to scout, to steal Julie's position as host.
Yeah. Watch it, Julie.
Okay. It's like, I'm just waiting for you to slip up. I got you.
Again. Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. This was, I thought, one of the best questions Julie Chen Moonves asked Jerry O'Connell. Okay. Hard hitting question.
Any chance you think he and Chloe will be back together?
All right. First off, is this even a like possibility? I don't know who's the most tapped into the celebrity gossip between Lavina and Scally, but. Do they have a lot of interaction still, Chloe and Lamar?
No. There's none.
Right?
Yeah, no. Chris would never allow this. It's not happening. Like, Lamar said, like, if I could just even see her in person one more time. Like, it's not happening. They're not getting back together.
Yeah. So this is a wild question to ask Jerry O'Connell.
Any chance you think he and Chloe will be back together? Kardashian?
I think he has a better chance of winning Big Brother than that happening, according to social media.
All right.
Well, also to me, it's like, Why are you asking a random talk show, like daytime talk show host? Are they going to rekindle their marriage after a divorce? Like, why are you asking this random person that, like, to just generate
she
a headline?
She loves love, Lavina.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love everybody. Yes.
Reality TV producers and potential romances are like cat to catnip. Like, they kiss. Do it. Now kiss. Oh, get back together.
I'd love that.
I feel like putting it in those terms of he has a better chance of winning Celebrity Big Brother is way overstating his chances of getting back with Chloe. Like, it is not even close. He is in the final five of Celebrity Big Brother. There is a much better chance of him winning.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, the only interaction that I do know for a fact is him commenting on her Instagram photos. Mm-hmm. Is that, that's correct, right? He comments on her Instagram photos, and I believe Tristan Thompson wasn't a fan of this. I want someone to correct me in the chat because I'm pretty sure this happened.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
Story checks out.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, all right, Jerry O'Connell, everybody. Anything else about Jerry O'Connell? I mean,
I hope he doesn't go on Celebrity Big Brother 4 because I don't want him to be ruined for me.
He's too innocent.
You know?
He's too good for the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rob, what did you think of the Jerry O'Connell segment? Like, oh, I mean, Jerry O'Connell has so much enthusiasm. It's not what I would have said.
Watch him on the talk.
I would have answered the questions. But I love that he was there. So excited.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of all of his work. Sliders, Scream, you know, pretty much anything that was over 20 years ago.
Yeah. My Secret Identity. Yeah. All right. Taryn, let's get to Lamar in the kitchen. He's not going to get out of the kitchen. Lamar's going to work on turning on the stove. And well, what's the issue here?
He doesn't know how to work the electric stove. I've got the clip. Of Lamar.
What am I supposed to do with this electric stove? No fire here.
No fire.
Yeah, you push it. And you turn it. Yeah, a lot easier than a computer stove. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true that these computer stoves nowadays that, I mean, Scally, it's so complicated.
I am often spending 30 minutes in front of a computer stove just trying to figure out how to turn
waiting
it
for
on
it to boot up. Like, oh, it's installing an update.
It's the worst. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I've had a pot of water sitting here in front of me this whole time. I still haven't gotten this computer stove to work. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That's the funniest word I've ever heard. Like, I'm going to use that every single day of my life because I have a computer stove in my house. And that's the only type of stove I've really ever used in my life. So this segment had me very confused.
I mean, I'm with him. I am a fan of the gas stove, but surely the electric stove is easier, right? Like there's less moving parts that like, maybe there's more moving parts. Who knows? I don't know how it works, but like there's less to like the gas stove, the gas has to turn on. And then as you said, tick, 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 and then it has to light. And sometimes what if it doesn't light? Man, now it's weird. The electric stove, you just turn it on. It's
right.
Done.
So, Taryn, can you inform us, like, was the stove broken? Like, did Big Brother have to replace the stove, or does it, Lamar doesn't know how to work it?
I was not following Lamar's difficulty with the stove, unfortunately. Hmm. I was not prepared for the computer stove segment.
Okay.
So I don't know what happened there. I did wonder if it was a conduction stove, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I do like that he would rather waste 30 minutes than talk to anyone and actually ask for help figuring this out. Like,
that's me.
I will spend the 30 minutes rather than talk to any of these
also,
people.
Also, what was Lamar making? Because I felt like that after the incident from way back when that caused him to make headlines, shall we say, it looked like he was going back to the well for the warm milk.
Yeah. Like, trying to warm the milk up.
Mm-hmm.
You leave maybe out hot chocolate too long. Mm-hmm. It looked, there were better ways.
Maybe he was having trouble sleeping, you know? He was like, I'm willing to take the risk.
Yeah. It also seemed like that he was heating up almond milk, which I don't even know if that's, if that works.
To go to sleep. Look, it's been a while since he's made headlines, you know? He needs to get back out there. Chloe needs to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. where are we? So, computer stove check. Let's see. Carson is going to try to work on Todrick. Hey, remember we had something. You said you were going to take care of me. So this would be a good time. Just saying, if you could.
Yeah. We have to go all the way back to the beginning of the game. Not the fact that I did not put you up and evict you last week. Like, mm-hmm. we had a final four deal there, which seemed to just not have anything to do with how anyone would vote in the house for some reason. But sure.
Mm-hmm. So it seemed like that Todrick talked to Misha about this. Was this real? Did they actually consider keeping Carson?
Todrick did consider it. He talked to Misha about, he threw the idea out. He did not tell Misha about the jury vote aspect. You know, rightfully so. He says,
I could definitely use two solid votes in the end of this game.
Which is very true.
It's very true. Like,
more true than he knows, right? Yeah. So he should be considering this offer. Yeah. He did, but in his conversation with Misha, she was like, what are you talking about? You just talked me into...
what did you talk about, Todrick? Yeah. right now that jury is looking like one of those computer stoves right now that Todrick is trying to...
I don't understand induction.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite part of the season. I don't care. Computer stove.
Is a microwave a computer stove?
I think they all fall under the general term.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I guess we get to the live eviction.
Yeah, with like 40 minutes left in the episode.
That's a lot of time. I thought they were going to do HOH, but.
H of H. No, no. We got to save something for Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a speech time. Carson says, first he says this is going to be a long speech. It wasn't that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Basic.
Yep. He's played the game, just being himself. And then Lamar shouts out some of his family members. Gets the live vote. We don't even get Todd Bridges to give us an interesting vote.
It's true.
See,
I knew I was missing something.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar really left a pause in there when he's like, I want to say hi to one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Mm. Yes.
My daughter. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I really thought we were taking this opportunity somewhere else.
One of the most beautiful women in the world.
Destiny.
Oh my God.
Lamar has timing. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, all right. By vote of 2-1, Carson is voted out and he walks out. Everybody talks about it. This was the hardest one. Hardest vote. Sorry, Lavina. So even sad. Harder than Chris Kirkpatrick.
It's okay.
Did you
honestly go ahead?
I was gonna say, were you offended, Lavina, when we saw Jerry O'Connell use Chris Kirkpatrick as a verb?
Honestly, no, because I've kind of been doing the same thing. I've been walking around telling people that he called himself Chris Giesling, which in the DR, it was that the same episode he got evicted. That was the greatest moment of my life. It top five. So you know what? I'm okay to make fun of the man. You know, I've got him right here. You know, I'm okay to make fun of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have the whole set of NSYNC pop figures or?
I was gifted two. I only have JC as well.
Okay.
So they
are you the one person in the crowd of NSYNC holding up the I love Chris Kirkpatrick fan that he always looks for?
Literally, yes. Mm-hmm. Literally, yes. It's because when I was younger, I found out we shared a birthday. So I was like, that's my favorite.
Oh, so
one.
He was your favorite.
Yeah. Well, no. Lance growing up, mm-hmm. then stop it, Taryn. But then it was JC, and then yeah, mm-hmm. all of them.
Okay,
That was a very Jerry O'Connell answer.
Mm-hmm. It was. I didn't answer at all.
I think that he's one of the best. He's one of the top five, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He found the band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I stand by it.
Okay. And that Jerry O'Connell says stand by me.
Also, yeah. Also stand by me.
Mm-hmm. Not again.
Okay. All right.
Please.
Carson leaves the house, gets in the chair. That's one question. Where's Murray? Where's Murray?
Where's Murray?
Yeah.
Murray.
Yeah. Now, famously, Murray made his debut in BB23, right?
I mean, I'm sure Murray has always been with us.
But now this is like two seasons in a row that we're talking about Murray.
Murray makes an impact.
Right? Murray, who was it that Murray escorted off of the stage so Julie could tell the audience about what was coming up?
I think it was it Whitney?
Was it Whitney?
I no. thought it was a little tell me anyone, season. I believe
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Claire.
I think Claire. It might have been Claire.
Ah, child of God.
It was a very strange moment, so. Mm-hmm. It lives rent-free.
Yeah. You know, Scally, speaking of child of God, I feel like that Julie has really not talked very much about spirituality here in Big Brother Celebrity, where there was so much talk she didn't even talk with Carson about how him and Cynthia were praying in the house in this very episode.
I don't know if it was more pressing matters to be talking about Carson with, mm-hmm. but yeah, Julie's taken a step back. I'm curious if this is a Celebrity Big Brother decision, if Julie has had some updates in her life, but yeah, not as present as we previously have come to expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, she may have been burned by that hot computer stove when she went for the child of God with Claire, and then it got made fun of.
You're gonna kill me.
Don't play with the computer stove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Julie tries to with kid gloves, the same gloves that Murray had when he was handling the Big Brother 23 contestants. She tries to very gently prod Carson into like, did you make a big mistake? Did you blow this? Because Carson doesn't know yet. And I think that Julie doesn't necessarily want to put her thumb on the scale and necessarily to like, it wasn't quite a Marcellus thing where she couldn't just hit Carson over the head and tell him you blew it. Because that, I guess, he'll watch the show and know instantly, but it's not really her thing that she does.
Well, this was fascinating to me because Carson all season long has been this presence. He's so funny in the diary room. He has this persona that's so sort of like comfortable with himself and confident and funny. And he just has this presence to him. And you could see the moment where Julie says, so do you think you made a mistake? Like, why did you trust the words of somebody over the actions of somebody else? And he went from like Carson, like, hey, like, don't vote me out or I'll burn your house down. Like, it's fun. To like, oh, yeah, you know, that was, yeah, definitely. We trusted them, but it sounds like you're saying we screwed.
Did you get Big Brothered?
I hope not.
Did you get Big Brothered?
You can see how nervous he gets. I've never seen Carson Kressley nervous, but he was nervous. He was fidgeting a little bit. His face was getting red, and he was trying to maintain the Carson Kressley that we've come to know and enjoy on the show here. And it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's interesting to me is that he never once considered this reality. Like, did I mess up? Did we make a big mistake? It's just, that's the most frustrating thing to me as a Carson and Cynthia fan and rooting for them from the beginning, it's very frustrating to me to for them to not even consider, oh, okay, just what Julie said, there was actions versus words, and actions speak louder than words, as we all know. Mm-hmm. So very frustrating for me.
Oh yeah. I mean, Julie was taking the Jerry O'Connell approach. Big brothered is French for like backstabbed and embarrassed on TV. Like, it was very light. I mean, she was trying to push him there, and Carson was just like, I'm going to watch and see what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like if anything, it was the light touch that really like struck deeper than anything else could have, right? Because like, if you go straight at someone, you made such a big mistake, you dummy. Like, they're going to retreat and defend, right? Like, they're going to be like, no. I knew what, you didn't see everything. But when Julie, who has been so nice to Carson, is like, oh, buddy. I just don't know about what you did in there. Mm-hmm. You should be. What do you think? Do you think maybe you made a mistake? I did. Yeah, I made a mistake. You're right. Yep.
It just occurred to me today that maybe we made the wrong decision. Today?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. It's frustrating.
Yeah. She asked me, if you watched the show and it turned out that you did get played, are you going to be happy are you going to respect the move, or would you say you got big brothered? A little bit of both,
like you got me, and a little bit of I'm bitter about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Leaving just enough room for either way that he comes back. Yeah. Like, let me see what they actually did before I lock this in here.
Yeah.
Okay. I fully expect Carson to come back on finale night as disappointed Father Carson, right? Like, Todrick.
Yeah.
It's really, and everything that I did in there that was a mistake of mine is definitely your fault.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You took advantage of my integrity. Yeah.
luckily, like Kirkpatrick, I am leaving with my integrity, and that's, you know, in that way, in we're both integrity, real winners.
Oh my God, I'm so happy for you. You did great.
Whoa, you're amazing. What is that? What?
It's my new favorite sound clip.
Yeah.
It's Carson talking about Misha's win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Tara, so do you think that there's any chance that Carson could be more annoyed with Misha? I know that he knew Todrick, but he cited Misha in his interview that he felt like that. True. Misha was the straight shooter.
I think if left to his own devices, he would prefer to place the bulk of the blame on Misha and be like, you know, Misha's really the one that sold this to me, and, you know, Todrick is less to blame. But he does not exist in a vacuum. He exists in, you know, this social media environment and the Shayna and Teddy environment, who I'm sure will be talking to him. And Todrick is definitely the one that is getting the majority of the heat, and I'm not sure that he will be able to, and I think he's smart enough to know that he's not going to be able to get away with trying to put the blame on Misha.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe it was even in the show week one that Todrick was like, you know who's a big threat? Carson. So it doesn't take too much like deep diving to realize that the person you came in with a relationship with, like, that did you no good at all.
Mm-hmm.
He just has to watch the second episode.
Yeah.
I'll be watching.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about some goodbye messages for Carson? All nice. Nobody got dragged in the goodbye messages. Lavina, the Todrick did not drag Carson like he did to Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, you know, I really wish that he had said what he had said on the feeds about, I'm going to put this man's face on my front door and he's not allowed into my house. I really wish he said that, because that would have been an amazing clip for me to have stored in my folder.
I was pretty by the book for Carson. I don't think Todrick did anything wrong with the goodbye message. But if you look at Carson's face during the Todrick goodbye message, I think you can already see the like, I don't think I can give a facial reaction to this before I know exactly what went down.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay. Anything else on Carson?
Loved him.
Yeah.
He's already campaigning for All Stars.
My first pick in the draft. He's out. I'm out. Officially out. I'm out. Oof. Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
Taryn, I'm still in.
Yeah. Taryn's looking pretty good with the Todrick Misha double header.
If Todrick and Misha make the final two, it will simultaneously be the most dominant draft win of all time and also the most hated draft win of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say, depends on your definition of good with that one.
Yeah. Yes. Now, Puyas struck out with Mirai with the first pick, mm-hmm. but then had Lamar with the last pick in the draft. So that would be, you know, an outside shot for Lamar. I think Amon has Todd Bridges from our draft. And then maybe he has Cynthia too. Okay. So Amon's still alive. Okay. All right, Melissa and I are completely busted and out of the draft. Okay, so let's go back to the house. Okay. Hey, remember last Friday we told you who was in the Super Bowl? Now it's time to give the Super Bowl report. Lavina, you're a big sports fan. Did this do anything for you to see the final five react to not just the winning team of the Super Bowl, but also Julie's play-by-play of the final drive?
Oh, I was cracking up at that because I know she rehearsed that multiple times. Like they wrote that down for her and she rehearsed it. But it did pretty much nothing for me because the person that they asked about it was Lamar, and they were expecting the biggest reaction from him, I guess, from the people that were left. Lamar's not going to give a huge reaction. You're just kind of like, all right, I love LA. And that was it.
Who was this for? What was the other than to like, okay, this will kill 60 seconds.
That's pretty much what it was. Yeah. And I guess it was for Lamar, but like I said, Lamar is the type of person who's funny when he's not trying to be funny. So not really the best target, I would say.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I guess they were like, we're going to do Big Brother Watchers a solid because they definitely tuned in on Sunday night and missed the Super Bowl. So we need to make sure that we let them know.
Oh, yeah. Because the Big Brother fans are like, who did win that big game?
I did get plenty of tweets, by the way, for not spoiling the Super Bowl. People were thankful. So I'm sorry to those people who watched this episode of Big Brother because Julie just screwed it up for you.
Yeah. Okay. So then we got a little family visit, and I wish this was funnier. We're hoping for crumbs here as we're ready to recap a 2-hour Big Brother episode. But everybody's family was nice.
I mean,
yeah, this is a pretty, I think Meta World Peace showing up was the highlight.
Yes, for sure.
Misha's family was adorable, but like, I don't know. It was a pretty bland family visit in that there weren't really any like tearjerkers. There wasn't anything super like weird or funny. It was just like, they got a cameo from Meta World Peace. That was fun.
Yes. You think that they didn't have a loved one tape. So they ordered a cameo from Meta World Peace.
That came from my chat. That was not mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Scally, what'd you think of the videos?
I mean, I think they were fine. I think they're much more effective at getting us to like these people than many of the other segments that they attempt to push through. So I think like this for Misha was a lot better than her dieting scene. Mm-hmm. I also did enjoy Lamar's face where it's like, where are my kids? But otherwise, I think if we have to waste, 15 minutes at the end of the episode, like this is as much as we're going to get, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Meta World Peace, of course, is going to be part of the upcoming Beyond the Edge coming to CBS in March.
Yeah. Yes, I'm surprised that Meta got that close to the Big Brother house again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wanted out of there.
Okay. So Julie is going to tell us how to vote for America's favorite player. Interestingly, Chris Kattan is not eligible for, I don't think he was going to win, but he is not even eligible for you to vote for him for America's favorite player.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Taryn, did they do this? Is this the same way as the Big Brother 23? I wasn't paying super text. Close attention. Yeah, text. Okay.
Text. No, there aren't two Chris's, though. So that's a benefit to Chris Kirkpatrick. Yes. Although I believe he is campaigning for Shayna, so it's not going to really benefit him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Julie left us with, tells a little bit about what's coming up over the next few days, the next few nights of Big Brother. She sets up tomorrow night. We're going to see some never before seen clips from the show. Okay. Taryn, maybe this is what they were cutting the live feeds for.
It was all a long con for the recap of the recap.
For the recap of the recap. Yeah. So that's coming up for Saturday.
You know what? Watch them throw a curveball and just show like the full length explanation of what happened between Chris Kirkpatrick and Mariah. Like watch them just come out of left field with that and be like, oh, you guys are complaining, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
Look, you know, we're not in the business of selling fantasies here.
Mm-hmm. That Big Brother, too unpredictable for me.
We have some questions from the audience. Let's see what they had to say. Of course, they send in their questions. robiswebsite.com/bbquestions. Paul Wright says, will Carson realize his hypocrisy regarding campaigning and deal making? Isn't that what he backdoored Shayna for?
More of a playing both sides thing, feeling lied to. I mean, I get why people are keen on like pointing out the hypocrisy, because there's always an element of hypocrisy to shame somebody for playing a game that you are also playing. Mm-hmm. But it is it's not exactly.
I think it's a stretch. I mean, Carson says to Cynthia, okay, we are going to go make a deal with Todrick and Misha. And he goes to Misha and he's like, you could vote to keep us. And she's like, well, you know, I kind of had a thing already. Like, well, all right. Well, I guess if you already had a deal, then I guess there's nothing we can do. Like, I mean, he's like, I guess let's leave it at that. Like he's not even pushing her to like get out of her deal with like, I guess I have to go home. You have a deal. What, there's nothing else to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also think that the question I stopped reading in the question when they ask about Carson having a realization, because mm-hmm. I think that the chance of Carson having a realization is quite low, at least in this current moment.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, Carson didn't flag up like, oh, you already had a final four with them, but agreed not to target me and Cynthia this week if you won HOH. Like, he's not realizing it. He mm-hmm. didn't realize that. He's not realizing this. It's fine.
I do have to say about Carson, and we watched him on the Arnold Schwarzenegger Apprentice in 2017. I don't know if he got a bad edit on that show, but I feel like that he was so much more likable here in Big Brother than he was in The Apprentice.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to remember, but I had the same impression, but that might have just been because I was like all in on
Matt Eisman.
Matt Eisman.
I remember like hoping that he was going to be fun on this. I just feel like that he was kind of I don't know if there were just people there that he didn't have like a Cynthia where he just thought maybe didn't like the people that were on that season. But yeah, I feel like he went far, but I don't remember him being like particularly fun or funny. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I remember like having some fun with Carson over there, but also could have just been like a learning experience. Like, oh yeah, I'm back on reality TV. Let's mm-hmm. enjoy this a little more than trying to win. And these are the results we got from that.
Okay.
I mean, I've said this before. I think Carson is like, he is everything that Big Brother producers have always wanted for the DR. Like what he does in the diary room is what they think they're going to get out of regular people during a regular season, and instead it comes off as stilted and awkward and annoying, but Carson is able to flawlessly pull it off. I think he's just a perfect fit for their style of confessional and humor. And it's, you know, it was a match made for Big Brother here.
Okay. Kaz has a question, wants to know, who do you think is winning AFP? I think it's between Carson, Lamar, and Shayna. Okay. Scally, I feel like you have your finger on the pulse of BB Twitter. What's it looking like?
See, I feel like BB Twitter seems to be rallying behind Shayna for the most part of what I've seen. I think Lamar's probably in that top three. But the my grandmothers of the world, I think, are in on Carson. So I think it's classic, like, TV watchers versus feed watchers. I think Shayna had a good last couple episodes. So I ultimately think I'd put my money there. But I think that's the right top three.
When we break this down, it's always like, okay, but are the TV viewers may like Carson the best, but are they going to be motivated enough to vote 10 times and text when it's like, okay, I like him, but do they love him?
Well, the issue with that is you can only, per phone number, you can only vote once a day. So I don't think that they could have voted today, like after they saw that, but I don't think they're going to follow up and do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that.
I just
there's a Big Brother episode on every night this week. Yeah. So they might do it tomorrow.
They
might.
Four votes.
But are the TV viewers going to care enough to vote, Taryn?
Well, they usually do, I think. And, you know, if there's a total of six opportunities to vote total, then and the casual viewers are voting after every episode, then they're not going to be that far behind the non-casuals, I think. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. You know, Shayna has kind of, you know, she's been gone in Big Brother celebrity terms for a little while now. And I feel like Lamar is consistently getting, like, really heart-wrenching content. I feel like especially if he rises up as an underdog in the next couple of episodes, the only, you know, hope against Misha and Todrick, as he kind of is, then I feel like Lamar could really be in there with a shot. Mm-hmm. I know from a lot of casuals that Carson was very, people were very frustrated with Carson during his HOH reign, even just watching the episodes. Even though he is very funny and everybody loves him, like, that could have hurt him for the casual audience. So I do think it really could be up in the air here. I feel like Lamar might be my pick. I feel like he might take it.
Okay.
I do think that ultimately, though, at least in the past, and recency bias, I would say that social media's pick has generally won.
True.
So lately, yeah. I think that it could be extreme. I think Carson would be third. Lamar is my number two, but I do think that number one and number two are close because some people on social media are still voting for Lamar as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame them.
Yeah. I see it the same way, Lavina. And I feel like that also, like, as like the overall number of TV viewers, like, dwindles, like, you have to, like, think about it, like, what percentage of people who watch the TV show are voting on these things? And so, like, as Big Brother goes from a show that had, like, you know, 6 million viewers to 5 million viewers, so I think it has, like, I don't know, like, 2 million viewers that are watching the TV show. I just feel like that fervent online audience, I think, becomes like an even bigger part of the AFP electorate.
I think that's fair. I do think that, like, you look at the most recent, you know, favorite winners as well, though, like, they had huge online contingents, but they also did have, like, a big episode push. Mm-hmm. Right, like, Tiffany had a big push in the episodes toward the end. You know, Devon has always been very popular for the casual audience as well. And she had a big underdog moment, in the season. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like it still has taken, I think, some combination of, episode push and the online push, but we'll see I don't know that Shayna really got the push from the episodes that she would need. So it would be very interesting to see how she performs with just the internet.
Okay. Let's take a question. This one's from Kush. Jerry O'Connell's character in Jerry Maguire. If Jerry O'Connell goes on the next season of Celebrity Big Brother, how do you think he'll do? Will he try to be the first HOH? Well, Scally, he is very political.
It's true. It's true. I mean,
ironic because the talk as opposed to the view is not very political.
No, not quite. But I think we saw where he was saying, like, Todrick is really trying to take control of everything. I think that Jerry O'Connell might try to lay a little lower, maybe not go for the first HOH.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe take a back seat at the beginning, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's basically going to just do the opposite of what he thinks that Cynthia and Todrick are doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So somewhere in the middle is really the answer there. Because <Yes. laughs> they're not playing the same.
No.
Okay. All right. Todd's cat wants to know, what happened to all the comps that involve hand-eye coordination, the ones that Lamar might be good at? First off, I mean, I guess that Todd did have the dog and a cat. We got to hear the names of all of Todrick's cats in this episode. Sounds like many of them are Clueless inspired.
Mean Girls. Rob.
It was Mean Girls. Like Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so close.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I liked Caddy.
Caddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Have there been a noticeable lack of comps, no comps that involve hand-eye coordination?
Well, we had the rotten potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty hand-eye coordination.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I would say that's mostly it in terms of those. I mean, the hand-eye coordination competitions are typically either pretty crapshooty or really athletic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say that, like, Lamar would definitely be good at them, but maybe would stand a better chance than, you know, just guessing B every question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he did do like second or third in that potato competition.
Yeah, so. He did okay in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Taryn, do you remember in the previous iterations of Celebrity Big Brother what the final three parts of the HOH were? I remember they have like sort of like the quiz of like they bring each celebrity on to talk about like I played in three veto competitions I did but what are the first two parts?
I feel like I definitely remember some form of like maybe a clown shoey kind of thing where they're running back and forth. I don't know if that was the final bit though. Mm-hmm. I also remember there was like a balance beam kind of thing. But I don't remember if that was at the mm-hmm. end or not. So yeah, I wouldn't say super memorable, final bits here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw, in the chat, somebody, Zachary said we need a computer stove comp. Who can get that?
Please. I don't know if that'll work out though.
Okay. All right. Anything else about this, 2 hour BB, or Celebrity, I almost said Big Brother 23, Celebrity Big Brother 3 episode.
Well, I just want to say, Rob, that I know this was a difficult episode to recap, and I just think that...
Oh my God, I'm so happy for you. You did great.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scally, anything else?
No, I think besides them cutting the mic with Carson going, I'm traumatized, rush me to mic cut. Yes. We got pretty much everything else
here. I love that.
Yeah. I just hope that Murray becomes a bigger fixture of the Big Brother world.
Celebrity Big Brother 4, put him mm-hmm. on there.
Put him in there. Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up. Okay, we got a live feed up there. Actually, we didn't do that. Is there anything from the live feeds, Taryn?
I mean, there's not really, you know, we don't know what the HOH is, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, basically what we're looking at, Lamar will target, you know, Misha and Todrick mm-hmm. if he wins, and they'll target either him or Todd if they win, and then, you know, Cynthia's there.
Okay, all right. Well, there'll be plenty to talk about when Jacob Jones is on the live feed update on Saturday, the 19th. Get ready for that one.
Yes, we will hopefully know the HOH winner by then. And so we can let you know if Lamar has pulled out a win or if it's looking like Todrick and Misha are one step closer to that final two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Find out what goes on the live feed update tomorrow. Then we will have a big night coming up for the recap of the recap when Taryn and I are going to be joined by Asia and Kevin and Nigel to talk about the clip show.
Oh boy.
Okay.
It pumps.
Look, the people always say the recap of the recap is where it's at.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never listened to a recap of the recap, then you've never listened to Rob as a podcast.
That's right. That's right. Do you even Rob as a podcast if you don't listen to the recap of the recap? Because it's unpredictable. Okay. No. All right. That's Saturday. Then we also have coming up. This is another night of Big Brother on Sunday night when Tara and I are going to be joined by Liana and Amon. So I believe the next couple of nights are going to be both at 8 p.m. start times, 1 hour shows. We'll be on at 9:15. That is the case for Saturday and Sunday. But then Monday night, get ready. 2 hours, and it's going to be starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, the show. We will be on at 11:15 p.m. Eastern time, but with a great guest. Big Brother 23's Claire Rafis is going to be on with Taryn, myself, and Jacob Jones. That should be a fun one.
Child of God and the finger of the people.
Yeah. Okay. So join us on Monday night to talk about all of that. I've been noticing Claire in the chat for a lot of the live feed updates, Taryn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been hanging out.
Okay. I talked with Mike Bloom this week. We talked about the Taku tribe. These six people are going to be competing in Survivor 42. Check out what they had to say going into the game on the second of three tribe previews I've been doing with Mike Bloom up on Rob's podcast. And then I got to talk with Christian Hubicki. Taryn, do you think that Christian could one day perfect the technology to slide into a different universe?
I would hope so. If you ever figure it out, I am down.
You would go. So, Christian Vicky and I talked about a number of different topics on the third edition of Ask Dr. Hubicki, very fun podcast, very smart podcast with Christian this week. Joe Millionaire. Scally, are you in the Joe Millie gang?
I am in the Joe Millie podcast gang. Okay.
It was a wild week of Joe Millionaire. Whether or not you watch, check out the podcast I did with Jenny Autumn, where we met the parents of all of the different women vying to be Mrs. Millionaire. Turns out some of them are millionaires already. Okay. That's on this week's edition of Joe Millionaire. For richer or poorer? There's a butler. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God.
I'm going to play the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just wanted the sentiment.
Tomorrow we'll have the weekly wrap up where we have the best moments, most important moments from podcasts this past week over on RHAP. Be on the lookout for that. Then also, Love is Blind. We'll be talking with Asia tomorrow night. Love is Blind just dropped the new batch of episodes. Before you get to that, make sure you get to the recap of Love is Blind. Scally Lavina, you catch up with Love is Blind?
It's so good this season.
It's very good. It's very so good. Fun. Yes.
I've never seen it. I did Too Hot to Handle, and I'm taking a break after
that. You need a break. You definitely need a break. Yes. After Too Hot to Handle.
Very much so.
Check out Asia and Mary covering Love is Blind. You can subscribe in our Love is Blind podcast feed at robswebsite.com/firstsightfeed. Taryn, great get on the Taryn Show this week as Bryce Isaiah stopped by.
Yes, with his purple pants on, and we talked. We talked all about his life and all sorts of things. You know, Bryce is a very introspective person. Yes. He's very inquisitive, and I thought he was a perfect fit for the Taryn Show, and it turned out really well.
Okay, check out Bryce on the Taryn Show this week. Also, of course, if you watch the show Wednesday night or are a regular viewer to our podcast coverage, you know about the passing of our friend Daquan. We are going to be putting on a special tribute to Daquan coming up on Monday night. We're going to be over on Taryn's Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be Taryn, myself, Puya, Kirsten, Josh Wigler and more. We're going to set up a link where people can call in and share their stories and thoughts about Daquan, who very sadly we lost this week. But Taryn, very much looking forward to having the chance to get on the stream on Monday night at 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Join us then. That's going to be on Taryn's Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. And look, we were asked, let people know about Big Brother 24 casting. Here is your chance. Okay. You think you know what you're doing? Go to bigbrothercasting.tv/home. Let's see. You know, it can't just be all up to Jerry O'Connell to win the next season of Big Brother. Let's get a listener on the next season of Big Brother. That'll be a lot of fun for all of us if we can pull that off. And of course, check out everything we have going on over on Patreon. Of course, we got to the slop last night. We had a lot of fun going through some of the stuff with regards to Shayna Mokler and what's going on outside of the house. We checked in on everything on the week in Todrick and much more. Over on the slop, Jenny Autumn and Puya were my guests for that. Plus, we make it so easy for you to watch Australian Survivor. We've dropped a new episode of the Patron 5 for 5 today as well. That's all at robswebsite.com/patron. Of course, hit that subscribe button as well. And also, a new patron orientation every month. Get together with the patrons, tell you how to access all of your patron benefits, and we do some Q&A. That's going to be Tuesday night. I'll be sending out a link for the patrons to join me on a Zoom call, the new patrons. And of course, if you're a recent patron, you're welcome to join us as well. Hit that subscribe button to make sure you get all of our content here on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow us on social media at Rob is a Podcast on Twitter, TikTok, and at RHAP Grams on Twitter. Okay. Thank you for all of that, Scott. Okay. Scally, what's coming up for you?
So I actually just had the pleasure of guesting on the BoJack Horsepod podcast with Kirsten McInnes and Lindsay Wilson to talk about season 5, episode 7 of BoJack. That was a lot of fun. Definitely recommend that. And then anything else that I am doing or have done will be over on Twitter at @Brian_Scally.
Okay. Great job tonight, Scally. And Lavina, what's coming up for you?
Nothing much. Just seeing how the rest of the season pans out. Excited to see who will be crowned the winner. Mm-hmm. Excited for Big Brother Canada as well, which is very soon. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah.
And yeah, March anything 2nd. Else for me? March 2nd.
Yes. Lavina, are you hoping that people could reach out to you to help you find the other NSYNC pop figures?
Yes, actually. Yes. My best friend, who I believe is watching this right now, she
we need a Justin. One, so. We need a Joey.
Joey and Lance.
And Lance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's watching right now. Hey, it could be my next gift. Yeah. So, but besides all that stuff, you can find me on Twitter at LPavs with 2 S's.
Okay. All right. Lavina, great job as well tonight. And then Taryn, you know, you're busy with everything with the Big Brother.
Yes. Well, come hang out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be live during all of these episodes that we'll be watching over the weekend. So if you need help getting through them, you know, Come hang out. And then,
we will.
Yeah. Twitter, YouTube, and The Taryn Show, and Raised by Wolves, talking about Raised by Wolves. Having a lot of fun with that as well.
Okay. Thank you all for joining us and indulging our recap of an hour and a half recap on 2 hours of Big Brother that could have been an email. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow night. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.